Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
After the 1 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the second hour of the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. That was a fast-moving hour, huh? We had Kyle Bell, former CSU running back, was at the parade today for the Avs. And then my guy Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado. Kevin, I knew his take was going to be, I'm a reporter. I'm uncomfortable with it. My bosses might not be comfortable with it. The whole Mike Chambers deal about drinking from the Stanley Cup, partying a little bit. Again, the pictures, I don't know how much, to what extent. Maybe he just popped by. He held the Stanley Cup above his head with a cigar, took a sip from the Stanley Cup. So, I mean, it would indicate that he's hanging out with them and having a good time. To each their own. On that side, I don't disagree with Chambers doing it. I would have done the same thing. I'm not a beat writer, though. I'm a talk show host. I am an opinionated talk show host that talks about several different teams from college to pro. So I'm not out at CSU every single day making that my focus. I'm not out covering the Nuggets every single day. But, I mean, you tell me Nikola Jokic wants to say, here's my MVP trophy. You want to ride a horse? Let's ride horses, Brady. You think I'm going to turn that down? You think I'm turning down Nikola Jokic? Dude, I'm going to ride horse. Well, I might not ride. I'll just get in one of those wagon things that you have. And then sip a beer with the Joker? Yeah. I got into this industry so you could cover unique stories. That would be a unique story. What's the movie? You're not going to know this movie. I will give you everything on this desk in here, except for my computer and my phone. And I want my water. I'll give you everything on this desk if you know the movie Almost Famous. Have you seen the movie Almost Famous? Have you heard of it?
Believe it or not, I haven't.
Oh, well, good. I don't have to give you all this crap on the table. Kate Hudson was in it. So I don't know if it's based on a true story or not, but the beat writer, he's a high school kid. He wants to be a writer and follow music. He wants to write about music. And so he, like, gets an opportunity to cover a really famous band for the Rolling Stone. Not the band Rolling Stone, but the magazine. So he's like, we want you to put a piece together about this band. We want you to follow them all summer and just put an elaborate story about them together. Well, he gets with them and he hangs with them, sometimes parties with them, and they all kind of, you know, you've seen it. It's a good movie. At the end of it, they kind of screw him over because they say none of the quotes that he gave were real and we weren't really like that and da-da-da-da-da. And it was a happy ending. Spoiler alert, happy ending. I mean, the band ended up saying, sorry about that. We'll go say everything was true. But one of the guys, it was Philip Seymour Hoffman, I think, was in the movie. And he's like, they're not your friends. He's like trying to guide the kid. He's like being a mentor to him. He's like, they're not your friends. In fact, on my tweet about it, somebody had commented that. They're not your friends. I think that is an interesting way to look at things. You can be critical. He partied with them and stuff. So they were like kind of betrayed when he put out things that were negative against them. And so that can happen in the leagues too. I mean, in sports. You can have, you're writing a story on this guy, and then you're spilling the beans on all of it. And then he's like, dude, why'd you cover that? Well, it's my job. Lonster's on the line. Do you got a take on that, Lonster? Beat writers hanging out, rooting for their teams and partying with them?
You know, I do. And here's my take on it. I think it's up to the individual if he wants to do it or not. I mean, if he wants to do it, fine. But if he don't want to do it, you know what? It's no big deal.
But you don't have a problem seeing guys that you follow cover a certain beat partying a little bit with the team that they're covering.
No, I don't. I mean, I figured if that guy wants to do it, hey, why not?
Well,
go for it.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, Gabriel Landeskog hands me the Stanley Cup, Lonnie. I'm chugging that thing, dude. I'm probably drunk within 5 seconds after that. I'm telling you, I'm going nuts.
You know what? If somebody hands me that, I'll take a couple of drinks out of it, and I go, am I okay with this or not?
You know? You're okay with it. It's great. Hey, which college football team is going to be the most successful in 2022? CSU, Wyoming, UNC, Colorado. I do this every year, and I just want to get everybody's thoughts. Where are you with this?
You know what? I'm going to go with CSU to see what they do on this one.
That's most people are voting on CSU. Wyoming is second, and then it's UNC, and nobody is believing in the Buffs.
You know what? I think they need to prove that. And if they go to the Big Ten, well, that's going to really mess up the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the Buffs are. I think it's what, UCLA and USC maybe. I think the Pac-12 is going to have to make decisions. They're going to have to poach two teams to make up for it. And, I mean, does Boise State and CSU make up for it? I don't think so. Not in the mind of, like, national Pac-12 followers, but they're going to have to get somebody here that's relatively easy to get and that makes sense scheduling as far as opponents go.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, you can blame Oklahoma, Texas for messing this whole thing up.
It's cats out of the bag now, man. I mean, you're looking at teams going, hey, could it be better over here? Hey, they're getting better TV deals. We're going to leave. And USC and UCLA are both have a huge following. Win or lose, they have a gigantic following.
Yeah, because everything was good, but when they started jumping to the SEC, you know, the whole thing is just going to go collapse like that.
Is it just going to be, at the end of the day, the SEC versus the Big Ten, and then everybody else is the FBS Division II? I don't know. I mean, is that what we're looking at?
You know what? It kind of looks that way. It really does.
Lonster, what's for lunch today, man? What are you doing?
Okay, I had some pork chops and rice and some cherry tomatoes.
Pork chops, rice, cherry tomatoes. Are you growing your own cherry tomatoes like myself, Lonster?
No, I buy them from the grocery store.
Dude, I'm growing them. I love it. It's like I go out there and I have a little candy tree out there. It's fantastic.
Hey, you know what? That's great right there.
Lonster, appreciate the call, my man.
Hey, for sure. You have a good day.
You too. Aaron. Double Aaron. That's what I'm going to do. Double Aaron. This is Aaron. Okay, so, but Double A-Ron is cool, man. Double A-Ron. I think it's different for radio and beat writers. I celebrated when... he's our color commentator for UNC. He also does UNC women's games. I celebrated when UNC women basketball won their championship. I think I would celebrate it if football won, too. Yeah, even that's different because you are with the state... Well, I guess women's basketball is different, but you're like the altitude guys. Like Mark Mosier, we had on last week. He's paid essentially in a roundabout way. He's paid by the Cronkies. They own altitude, right? So he's been critical. I know he's been critical. I've had him on the show. He's been critical, but he can party with them easy. For me to party with Nikola Jokic, is that a problem? You're right. Beat writers is different. I still personally don't have a problem with it. I don't care if you don't have a problem with it. Or you do, excuse me. I don't care if you do have a problem with it. Just, you don't have to be nasty about it. Chambers was getting some shade thrown his way. You thought I was going to cuss, Jades. He was getting attacked. So I personally, it kind of blows my mind that anybody would actually have a problem with it. Now, if you said, that's not a professional look in my book. That's not how I'm going to do my business. Because that's what Kevin said. Kevin did not say he did or didn't have a problem with Chambers. He did. I mean, Kevin is like, Kevin Lytle is by the book, which is a good thing. Have no issue with that. It provides great insight to CSU. If I were to ever see Kevin tip a beer with Nico Medved after celebrating, I wouldn't have a problem with that. Some might, I suppose. And if his employer has a problem with it, then it is wrong. So I had tweeted the guy that was coming at me on the whole deal yesterday, and I said, if the Denver Post doesn't fire him, then he wasn't wrong. If they fire him, and that was in your guidelines, then you were wrong. But the logic of it is okay with me. But if my boss came to me and said, you can't go, I don't ever want to see you go to a brewery and meet with a coach and talk about stuff. That's crossing the line. I don't want to see you celebrating ever. Then I would either have to follow that or not and then get fired and suffer the consequences. So I don't know if the Denver Post has said, I mean, I'm guessing he's still there today. I haven't seen anything. I don't know if they've come out and said, hey, you can't be doing that. I think it adds more to your fan base. I really do. I think fans look at that and go, that guy's cool. As long as he can still be critical. That's, again, where we go with this. As long as you can still be critical. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. So if Gabriel Landeskog starts to suck, can Mike Chambers call him out? He wrote an article today at 5:45 in the morning, Jades. So I'm guessing he's not fired, correct? So that's where I stay with it. If it's a policy and it's like, hey, this is our guidelines, we don't celebrate. Like when I go to the media room, press box, there it is. Radio guys don't really belong in the press box. I like going. It's cool, whatever. I'll take pictures. I'm literally just sitting there watching the game. I don't write. I write my deep thoughts from a Wandering Mind blog once in a while, but I'm not a beat reporter. I'm a radio guy. I take in the things I see and I formulate an opinion. So it's like, it's boring to me to sit in the press box. I would rather be out in the stands. The guy came at me on Twitter and said, if you want to be a fan, buy a ticket and go sit in the stands. I do that, but I also go to the press box and we're told not to cheer. You cannot cheer. You're supposed to, technically, they don't even want you wearing like any kind of logo. If you have a CSU polo, you can't wear it. They don't want you to look like you're rooting at all. I get it. Fine with it. Totally get it. But at the end of the day, I just don't have a problem with Mike Chambers doing that. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Near Broke says, go Rams, Buffs suck. Yeah. Well, okay, so CSU, our Method Flow Products poll question, which college football team will be the most successful in 2022? Now, I had Rams fans coming at me saying, why are the Bears involved in this? Because they're FCS. Well, I mean, last I checked, I mean, UNC's going to play Wyoming. So if you're so above them, then why are you playing? We put these four on the list. Jades, can you tell me why I put these four teams on the list? We cover them, right? We cover them. I'm their beat writer. I'm going to go drink beers with these guys. We cover these teams. CSU, Wyoming, although my Twitter account does not want me to talk Wyoming. They do not want me to talk about the Cowboys. I got news for you. I'm going to do a little bit of it. Not a lot, but a little bit. Jeff Linder's cool. I'd have a beer with Jeff Linder, too. CSU's winning 34% of the votes. And I agree. Although Wyoming is coming off of a bowl season, but they've lost everybody. They got a really good cornerback that I'm excited to see because I think he might be a next level guy. I wrote his name down. I haven't been digging into Wyoming just yet, but they're Ja'Cory Hawkins, transfer from Ole Miss. I guess he just lit it up in the spring game. So he could be someone to really watch out for. Craig Vohls, without Josh Allen, it's just not exciting. And even with Josh Allen there, it wasn't like it was all the time exciting. CSU, I really am excited to see what that offense does. We'll see if the defense takes a step back, but Freddie Banks, he knows what he's doing very well. CU, I do agree. So 10% are giving it to CU. It goes CSU, Wyoming, and UNC, and then way behind is CU. Wyoming and UNC are tied right now for second place. So CSU is winning. Who will be the most successful in 2022? CSU. Then it's Wyoming, tied with UNC. And then the Buffs. Nobody. It's just hard to look at CU last year. Their offense, for the most part, was just so bad. You know, is it going to be Brendan Lewis, JT Shroud at QB? What's going to be that? But they were so bad offensively that I can certainly see why you're not, like, they're not getting many of these votes. Makes sense. Okay, so now it's, Wyoming's making a comeback here, Jays. We must have some Wyoming Cowboys listeners. Now it's CSU 33%, Wyoming 30%, and UNC at 26%. Colorado still at the 10 overall. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Jades, we're doing something new. Every day, you're going to bring me something. I don't know if it's the stat of the day, if it's the story of the day. Something unique, you know, like this day in history type of deal. You're going to bring something to me, and we're going to talk about it. And if it's not interesting, I move right along. If it's interesting, we'll talk about it. What do you got for me today? Oh, I like that. It's like you're getting stats.
Oh, yeah. I'm crunching the numbers.
Crunching the numbers.
No, Brady, I actually got motivation for this one from you.
Okay.
I know how much you love the new beep, bloop, boop, boop in baseball.
The pitch com.
Yeah,
sounds
pitch com.
Like a, sounds like Comic-Con. Pitch com 2020. Okay.
Well, I know how much you loved it, and I actually saw something the other day about it. Cal Hubbard, he used to play in the NFL. He played for the Giants and the Packers. He switched to baseball as an umpire. Got into a hunting accident and had to step away from it. But he hated the way that the umpires were positioned. So he was actually the person who implemented a 4-umpire crew in
really?
The baseball that's still used today. Go ahead.
What was it like before? So where were the umps situated before? And then he stepped in and added another, and he came up with the idea to add the other one.
Don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure it was 2 umpires.
So, just 2. Mm-hmm. So he added 2 more.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I think. I'm not 100% sure on that. But
well, either way, it wasn't the number it is now.
No. And he's also the only guy to be elected into the Baseball and Football Hall of Fame.
Cal Hubbard.
There you go.
There's a big name. I've heard the name before. I didn't know that he was the guy that was responsible for the system that we see now with the umps.
Which might be going away after all this time.
I think we can't rely on robots, Jades. You can't rely
obviously
on robots.
Not.
Look at how many issues the pitch com has had so far. I mean, maybe there's like 10 issues, but 10 issues is more issues than they've had.
Well, and even the lower level teams, AA was playing around with a little bit of the robot strike zone systems. And I know one season, a couple of years back, it was like 50% accuracy. It was terrible.
Well, let's say that it's 100% accuracy. What if it rains? He'll electrocute that robot. What if somebody unplugs him? What if you got to reboot him? What if it doesn't work? Because we know things sometimes don't work. And it's different if the scoreboard doesn't work. You can just have a guy that can take stats for the rest of it. But are you going to have an ump paid to be there just in case robot ump doesn't work? That George Jetson's made doesn't work as the new ump?
That's what my guess is. I mean, right now there's technically 5 umpires because one kind of handles like the equipment for the replay system and whatnot. It's a stupid position. But you could have like the 3 umpires in the field and then the robot at home, but then like that one who's handling the replays and stuff or the challenge calls, he could always be on cue to step in.
We're going to get to this point where it's robots umping and reffing.
Oh, 100%.
And then it's just going to be players. Or now we have robot players. Like, it's like, why do we even need people? I mean, these dudes are faster, stronger. Let's go with those guys. They're like roided up humans. Let's go with that. More home runs.
Yeah. Barry Bonds who?
Yeah. Great. Good work by you. That would be fun. We don't know the name of it, though. What is the name of it? Jade's stat of the day. Jade's story thing. Jade's unique thing. I don't know.
The Hooligans have to help us out with this one.
Well, I'm sure they'll give us an interesting path on this one. All right, I got to keep giving tickets away. We've been loading it up here. What do we want? I'm going to give a 4-pack away. Look at all these tickets. I got a lot. Because we're on the air tomorrow, and then that's it. So I won't have a chance to give these away. American Bullfighting. I got a 4-pack for you to go check this out on Saturday, 1 o'clock. Thanks to our good friends at Buildings by Design. I got a 4-pack to go see American Bullfighting this Saturday. Let's go caller number 4 on the First Advantage Hotline. 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. Caller 4, you're getting a 4-pack of American Bullfighting tickets set for Saturday, July 2nd. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We will get to today in the NFL on the other side of this break, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Man, a fast-moving show today. Jade, you haven't been here for football season yet, have you? Were you here at the tail end? I don't remember. People are always mad, like, we don't celebrate year anniversary, because I always forget. They all run together. Sorry, we all run together.
I started in January, so it was not football season.
Okay, get ready, because you think today's show is fast? It's going to be, it's just nuts when we get into August.
Well, I remember there was times during, basketball season that we'd have three guests on, and I felt like it was less you talking and more everyone else.
Oh, yeah. Coaches, players, we get it all. It's rocking. All right, Jades, let's get to it. Today in the NFL. This is where I like to get to more talk about the storylines and the depth charts. And I want to look at the Pittsburgh Steelers today. This one's an intriguing one. There was an article posted a couple weeks ago on CBS Sports, I believe, about, how soon will Kenny Pickett take over as the starting quarterback over Mitch Trubisky. Mitch Trubisky's such an interesting one. If I'm Pittsburgh, you can disagree with me if you want, but the Bears were kind of a favorite to go win the Super Bowl like 4 years ago. Their defense was so good. Mitch Trubisky had a good year. Now, obviously, that never took hold, and then Mitch Trubisky's career with Chicago went away. He goes to Buffalo to be a backup, and there you go. What's going to happen with Trubisky? Does he still have it? Now, he's going... You've got Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, and Kenny Pickett in a quarterback battle. Who's going to win this thing? ESPN posted the chance of Kenny Pickett winning the starting job in week one is 2%. So they're getting the information that's leading them to believe that they're probably going to go with Mitch Trubisky to start this thing off and then see what happens. They think Pickett has to be so damn good. Once they start training camp, they need him to be... Because, again, in OTAs and then minicamp and stuff, he was listed as the third-string quarterback. But I love a good quarterback battle, especially when it's not Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock. This is... Kenny Pickett could be the future of Pittsburgh. Mitch Trubisky could be... He could play... This could be a Garoppolo's type of deal. He could play himself into a starting job and maybe a career quarterback, even though they drafted in a weaker draft class. Pickett was the only quarterback drafted, right, in the first round? Is that right? It was late, but check that out for me. It's probably going to be Trubisky to start things off, and he's, according to reports, he's looked pretty comfortable with their offense. I'll be curious to see how this one plays out. They also, ESPN gave him, Kenny Pickett, a 40% chance that he sits all season. That he doesn't actually see much of the field. 40% chance. Now, again, barring injuries and stuff. Is he third string, though? Is he behind Mason Rudolph at this stage? 33 minutes after the hour. I'm curious on that one. The other interesting one is what's going to happen with San Francisco? Because now I'm starting to wonder... With their quarterback situation, why is Garoppolo still there? They go all in and to essentially get away from him. And he's still there. So here's the deal. Is Trey Lance the future, or have they seen enough where they go, yeesh, maybe he's not as good. He hasn't looked good in practice. He hasn't looked good in training camp. Is Jimmy Garoppolo going to be the guy? I mean, that's what's interesting to me. Like I said, with the Steelers, it's, if Trubisky earns the job, and then what if he keeps it? Then you feel like you wasted that pick on Pickett. And it was, again, it was a late pick. But I'm just, there's a few things that I wonder about on the quarterback side of things. And again, Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo, the fact that they haven't moved Jimmy Garoppolo means that they still believe Trey Lance, or they don't believe, I should say, that Trey Lance is going to be their guy going forward. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Yes, Kenny Pickett was the only quarterback drafted in that first round, taken by the Steelers at number 20. Still, it's a high enough pick to say this is the guy that we believe in, but you did get Trubisky. 35 minutes after the hour. There you go. I'm ready for this. I'm ready for quarterback competitions. I'm ready for camp battles and all that and more. Well, County Swami says Trey Lance has to be terrible, right? Well, that's what I'm thinking. If you haven't traded Garoppolo, then what are you doing here? What? You have two quarterbacks. You got one you took way early in the first, or not way early, but in the first round, to replace Jimmy Garoppolo, who wasn't the future, but then San Francisco just kept winning, kept doing big things. And the old adage, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, great, but now you got a first-round quarterback on your hands. Pittsburgh might run into that if you do believe that Mitchell Trubisky can be the guy. So both of those stories are kind of crossing over to me as far as compelling quarterback battles or quarterback dilemmas that you're in. 36 minutes after the hour, we're going to jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios, giving away tickets left and right. I have a few more bullfighting tickets. I don't know. How about, let's see. I'm trying to see what I got here. Those are expired, so those aren't going to work. How about Jordan Davis went fast. Do you want to give more of those? We'll give those away in a minute. Jordan Davis, try to keep locking and loading. We want to get you out to the Stampede, man. Have a fun time. John Party, too. We'll give away. How about John Party? Let's give away John Party tickets. I got a pair of those. Let's just go. You know, I'll do it right now. Presented by Buildings by Design, giving us our, making our ticket giveaways possible. Buildings by Design. Friday, July 1st, 8 o'clock. Dude, that's perfect. Concert night at the Stampede on a Friday summer night. Caller 7 right now gets a pair of tickets to go see John Party with Nico Moon. John Party and Nico Moon, Friday night at 8 o'clock. Caller 7, 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN tweeted this out this morning. And that guy never really misses. As the Nets prepare to move one of the most valuable trade assets ever on the market, the entire roster will be available to discuss deals, sources tell ESPN. Teams have been calling on Durant, and the Nets will certainly look for a historic return on players and draft picks. The Nets are preparing to move on from Kevin Durant. It was a failed experiment, essentially. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden. That was supposed to be this big-time deal. And look where the Nets are now. They're just looking at their assets. Harden didn't pick up his option. Kyrie Irving did, but do they want him? KD is done. And of course, anytime a big name like this pops up, what do you guys want to do? Should the Nuggets go get Kevin Durant? It ain't happening, guys. I'm just telling you. It's looking at a situation where the entire roster, who are you trading to the Nets other than draft picks to get Kevin Durant? Who is valuable? If the Nets go, okay, we want a historic run you know, return on a player, historic return on players and draft picks, that would be like a Deshaun Watson thing, or what we looked at with Russell Wilson, or what it would take with Aaron Rodgers. So you'd be looking at Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray, and whatever draft picks you have next year, if not more. Or you'd be looking at a Nikola Jokic straight up trade for a first round and a first round pick. I mean, they're wanting, quote, a historic return on players and draft picks. What does a historic return look like for Kevin Durant? Probably two stud players, two big-time draft picks, two first-round picks, three first-round picks. So if you're Denver, Monte Morris is gone. That was an asset. That's, you know, not nothing. It's nothing compared to the two assets you have in Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic, and then you add Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon. Those are all assets. You can't get Kevin Durant. That's just not going to happen. So Durant's jumping around again. Man, what is... These guys jump around so much now. Durant should have just stayed in Golden State. They'd be winning championships left and right. They'd be the greatest dynasty. They'd be on their way. Because if he would have stayed... Now, Golden State has won... They've now won four in that dynasty with Kerr as the head coach, and Curry and Green and Clay. But they won two of them now without KD. Don't you think there's one more in that mix if KD stays with Golden State? I think so. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. If he stays in Golden State, you're probably looking at five at this point. Maybe more. And your dynasty just continues to grow. So it ain't happening. I'm sorry, Nuggets fans, but if you think that was a realistic possibility, then yikes, you're out of your mind. Doing a shout out to, we've got to finish up with our poll question here, too. Which college football team will be the most successful in 2022? Colorado State, Wyoming, Northern Colorado, or the Buffs? Are the Buffs going to get any more love on this poll today? No. The answer is no, they're not going to. There's just not a lot of people that believe what the Buffs are going to do next year. And then you got to say, if they don't win at least like five games or get close to a bowl game, is that done? Is the Carl Durrell time already done? They're dropping like flies, if so, because 2 years ago we announced that it was Carl Durrell, Steve Adazio, and Ed McCaffrey. They were all hired within the same time frame. Well, Adazio is gone. Carl Durrell could be gone. And Ed McCaffrey, he's probably there for as long as he wants to be, win or lose, because they held on to Ernest Collins Jr. forever for, like, what, 9-plus years, and he had, what, one winning season, maybe two? And both of them were, like, barely winning seasons, like one game over. So, I mean, you pair in Ed McCaffrey's following and fame, and if he can find a way to... If they can win, like, five games this year, yeah, Ed's not going anywhere. And if they somehow do the unthinkable and win a ton of games, then maybe Ed wants to be gone anyway. So, yeah, that year when we announced three of them, we could be seeing that dwindle very quickly if Carl Durrell does not turn things around for the Buffs. I think CSU's well on their way. Wyoming will be tricky. Wyoming's getting votes today because of what they did last year. 6-6 with a bowl win over Kent State. CSU was 3-9. But completely new regime. I'm going CSU on this one, and that I think the hooligans agree. 32% there. 48 minutes after the hour, I'm going to take a short break. We're going to wrap up our number one. We're returning to Rocky's Rundown at 2 o'clock today with Jerry Schimmel and Tanner Schwinn. I'm jumping in there as well, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. We'll take a quick break. It's the whole show live from the Allo Communication Studios.
Insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Fort 53 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. We don't play a lot of that, but I'm telling you, Jades. So we had the caller. The caller called in, was from Denver, and said he wasn't going to be able to pick up the tickets and such before the concert tomorrow night. So we do have that pair of tickets still. John Party for Friday night, 8 o'clock at the Greeley Stampede. We do ask that you can get here before 5 o'clock. No one will be here to answer the door to get your ticket. So let's go caller 3. 970-353-1310. Stay on hold if he doesn't get to you right away because we're wrapping up the show. Caller 3, 970-353-1310. Well, Kenny Swami says, MPJ, KCP, Aaron Gordon, and 2 first-rounders. Do you do it? Nets won't do that. But I would do that. Yeah. Sure. Kevin Durant, Jamal Murray, and Joker, go win a title. The Nets won't touch that, though. They want the 2 first-rounders to start, but MPJ, not reliable because of the injury. Aaron Gordon is no longer star status. KCP, again, it's not, if you're the Nets, you're like, who could we pair with Kyrie Irving and still make a run? And you're not going to do that with those guys. But, yeah, I would do that in a heartbeat. No question about it. As long as you can keep Joker and you got Jamal Murray. Yeah, they'd probably want Jamal instead of MPJ, though. I mean, that's when you would get, if you're the Nets, even though Murray's coming off the injury, he's still a proven star. Porter has been injured a lot. Missed most of his college career. And then last year, of course, with the injury. So, fun stuff today. We'll be back at it on a Friday to wrap up the week. It's going to be fun. I'll be jumping on Rockies Rundown coming up next here with Tanner Schwint and Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Rockies. So, that's going to be a lot of fun. Rockies into June on a positive note. So, we'll be back in for Rockies Rundown in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. Keep it here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1, 1310 KFKA. We have rodeo coverage again tonight for the finals. Brian Gary, Tanner Schwint, never a reason to go away from KFKA. Good night, Northern Colorado.